humanitarian crisis is building in Zimbabwe, a ministry is determined to grow. The Indian Children's Choir marks the halfway point of an outreach tour, and a ministry forms a partnership for medical and church growth. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe's population is at risk of starvation because of a severe drought and the effects of the country's economic meltdown. Crippled production and skyrocketing inflation makes food hard to come by. Global Aid Networker Gain USA's Scott Hendricks says,
"We have clothing and school supplies and other things like that we're sending, but the most critical aid is the food." In the last few years, the team there have been going to villages, and they've been showing the Jesus film. And by showing the Jesus film, they have established 346 churches.
Hendricks says their staff is feeling the effects. They're now requesting food in lieu of paychecks, but are determined to see ministry go forward.
Many people won't come to the church, but when you come into a community, they're worried about feeding their family, and you're able to give them some food and talk to them about the love of Jesus Christ. We've seen some amazing results from that.
It costs just 10 cents to provide a meal for one day. If you can help, go to our website. Next, Christians from the U.S. to South Korea will join hands in prayer for peace September 21st. The World Council of Churches invites everyone to join, and some churches have already planned fasting and prayer meetings. The WCC's Decade to Overcome Violence Office has named Europe as this year's focus. The United Nations International Day of Peace falls on the same day, and together they'll be the world's opportunity to nurture and promote peace in families, communities, and society. You're listening to Mission Network News. The India Children's Choir has half their tour behind them and 6 months to go. The children are Christians from the hills of Manipur in northeast India. Their time in the United States is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Moy Padaiti of Bibles for the World says many children who complete the choir become very successful.
Most of them are doing very well in their schoolwork, and some have become lawyers and doctors and principals of high schools. So they are tremendous assets to the nation.
The choir will finish the tour in November in Los Angeles, California. Since most of the children are trophies of missions, Padaiti has a special prayer request for the rest of their travels.
Let us pray for the churches where they will minister, that God will open the hearts of the audience, and that there will be a revival of hearts and souls and spirit. Revival of missions.
Meanwhile, a ministry focusing on children in Zambia needs your help. Every Orphan's Hope helps the Zambian church reach out to children left orphaned by HIV/AIDS. EOH's Gary Snyder describes the problem.
In a country of just 11 million people, one in every six adults is currently living with HIV/AIDS, and almost 100,000 people died just from that disease alone in 2005. And there are estimates between about 700,000 and a million orphans in that nation alone.
Since the church wants to help but has limited resources, Every Orphan's Hope helps.
We'll host a week-long Bible camp, and that allows the church to reach out into their community and to find those orphans where they hear the gospel of Christ. They receive food and clothing, and all of a sudden the church is now relevant in the community to one of the biggest crises the communities face.
And Southern Baptist medical missions work may be entering a new era. The recent Global Medical Alliance Conference linked health professionals with medical missionaries overseas. Missionaries are creating new ways to use healthcare ministries in outreach without relying on traditional expensive medical institutions. How successful is it? Well, in one area, the International Mission Board Health Outreach, coupled with training of local believers to take over the work, helped launch some 500 churches in 3 years. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam's holy month of Ramadan begins September 13th. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.